Hey, Catalyst family, what is up? I hope you guys are doing good. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Colt Allen, and I have the special privilege and honor of being the student minister here, along with our amazing student team with Andrew and Ben. We have the opportunity every week to pour into our students here at Catalyst Church, 6th through 12th grade. And today, I have the amazing honor of being able to preach God's word to you. So really quick, I just want to say a quick thank you to Pastor Jason for letting me share the platform this weekend and preach God's word. This is definitely a weighty thing, but I'm so excited and I cannot wait to do it. But before we start as well, I do need to let you know about our outdoor worship service that's going to be August 16th at 10 a.m. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be out on the back lawn. So make sure you show up because it is going to be great. We're going to get our worship on and we are going to hear a great word. But we're going to go ahead and get started here. And we're going to be in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. And it says this. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God. I'm so thankful for the mercy of God. To present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, set apart, and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. I love the fact that Paul right here, he's talking about worship in a practical sense. Worship is not always just coming to a church building and lifting our hands and singing songs, but worship can be the way that you love your husband. Worship can be the way that you raise your children. Worship can be the way that you act in public when people see you and they know that there's something different about you. He says, may that be your spiritual worship. And then he says, do not be conformed to this world, because the world will always try to make you conform to its patterns, to the patterns of anxiety, to the patterns of stress, to the patterns of trying to prove yourself. The world can lead you down paths that will never satisfy you. He says, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. In other words, the world will try to make you conform, but the word will help you to transform. God wants to transform you today. And then he says that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And the title of the message that I want to preach to you today is this: How Do I Change? How do I change? And before we kind of get into all the scriptural stuff, I do have to let you know something. Your boy, Colt Allen, I'm going through a little bit of a crisis. Now, I don't know if it's like a midlife crisis. Hopefully it's not a midlife crisis, considering I'm only 22. Could be a midlife crisis, maybe a quarter life crisis. I'm hoping for like a 1/8 life crisis. But I've been going through a little bit of a crisis. And because of this crisis, I've been doing things that I wouldn't normally do. For instance, I've been changing my style a little bit, been getting a little out there with my style. I've been growing out my hair, growing the flow, which my parents do not appreciate. Neither does my grandmother, which that's besides the point. I've also been growing out my facial hair. I would ask my man Albert to zoom in on that really quick, but you probably still wouldn't be able to see it. But I've been doing things that I wouldn't normally do. For instance, the other day, my friends decided that they wanted to go kayaking. And me, I know I look like kind of the outdoorsy type, you know what I'm saying? But the truth is that I'm not. And my friends invited me to go kayaking. And normally, I would say no. Like, no way, that's too much effort, too much work. I'd rather just sit at home and, like, do nothing, you know what I mean? But I was in my crisis, and so I decided, you know what? Let's do it. Let's go kayaking. What's the worst that could happen? And so we went out to kind of the Swansboro area and got our kayaks out and everything like that, rented them. And it was actually a really, really good time. I mean, for like $8 to $10 an hour, like that's a pretty good deal to be able to go just sail the ocean blue, you know what I'm saying? And so we went out there and we hopped in our kayaks, and it was probably one of my favorite times, but then there was also part of it that was kind of like pretty rough, because there was this one part to where we were kayaking and we came up to like this channel. It was kind of like
a little area where water was flowing through, and it got a little dicey and, to be honest, a little sketchy because there was a bunch of different, I don't even know what you would say in boating lingo, but like a bunch of different currents going all sorts of different ways. Like there was a current kind of going this way, a current like sweeping this way out in front of us, and then there was a current that was kind of pushing to this side. And so my friends, they had this great idea. They were like, hey, if we just get to that current out in front of us, then that current will take us all the way back to where we came, and we won't even have to paddle. And so, on the surface, this sounds like an amazing idea. I'm like, let's do it. This is gonna be great. And so we move up, and one by one, my friends get up to where the current is sweeping across. They get up there, whew, gone. Next one, whew, gone. Next one, whew, gone. But then I realized something. I realized that the path that they took was not as hard to paddle through as the path that I took. And so me and my friend Shayla, we ended up getting swept into another current and were pushed into this almost marshy area. And literally my life was flashing before my eyes. I was so terrified, I was so scared. I was like, how am I gonna get out of this kayak? We're out in the middle of the water, like what are we gonna do? And so I do what everybody else would do in this situation. I just start paddling. Paddling as hard as I can, doing everything that I possibly can, moving, pushing. At one point, I even think I grabbed Shayla's kayak and tried to push her to the side so that I could move forward. I was doing everything that I could to move forward. I was paddling, 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 paddling. My shoulders started burning. I was getting out of breath. My core started hurting. I was doing everything that I could to move forward. But I couldn't. The current was too strong. I was pushing, I was pulling, I was rowing, I was oaring, whatever you want to call it. I was doing everything that I could. I was putting in so much effort. But I couldn't make progress. And I believe today that the Holy Spirit wanted me to share that story with you. Because there's some people on the other side of this camera that are experiencing the same thing in their life. See, you're not in a kayak, but you're trying to progress in life. You're trying to change your behaviors in life. You're trying to change the way that you live. You're trying to change the way that you act. You're trying to change the way that you behave. But it seems like no matter how hard you try, you can't move forward. And that's a tough place to be. Because you say to yourself, you know what? You know what? Today's the day. I'm going to be a better husband today. I'm going to love my wife better today. And you try so hard. And you say, today is the day that I'm changing. Today is the day that I'm finally going to be that kind husband that I want to be. And you dedicate yourself. And you're able to do it maybe for a few hours, maybe even for a few days. But then eventually you fail. And then you're discouraged. And the truth is that that's the cycle that we find ourselves in a lot of times in life. I'm dedicated. I can't wait to change. I can't wait to hop on that new diet. I'm going to do the keto. I'm going to do zero carb, whatever it is. I'm dedicated. And then it works for a little while. But then I fail. And then I'm discouraged. And there's somebody on the other side of this camera right now that you're saying to yourself, Colt, I can't try any harder. I'm putting in all the effort that I can. And I just want to let you know today, I don't think the reason you can't change is because you're not putting in enough effort. I think most of us are willing to put in the effort to change. But might I suggest to you that maybe the reason you can't change, maybe the reason you find yourself exhausted is not because of the amount of effort you're putting in, but because of the direction of your effort. Because let me explain this to you. Effort in the wrong direction only leads to exhaustion. Effort in the wrong direction only leads to exhaustion. And this is why we were getting exhausted in that kayak. This is why my shoulders were burning. It wasn't because I wasn't trying, but it was because I was putting my effort in the wrong direction. And I believe in this passage, Paul is preaching people and he's pushing people into a new direction. He's taking them a new way to transformation. He's preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. We talk about it all the time. What is the good news of Jesus Christ? It's the fact that Jesus lived a perfect life. He lived the life that you and I couldn't live. He lived a sinless life. He died the death that we deserve. And then he rose again 3 days later, defeating death, defeating hell, defeating the grave. Why? So that we could be saved and so that we could be transformed. So that we could experience the change that God has for us. And he writes about this transformation in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. He says this. He says, "Do not be conformed to this world. Don't be like everyone else, but be transformed." Transform. Isn't that what we all want? Transformation? Change in our life? I don't want to just come to church or watch church online and then just walk away the same. No, I want transformation. I want to be different. And that's what God does. That's what God promises. When we experience the good news of Jesus Christ, we can't help but walk away different. But the problem is that so oftentimes in church, we focus on the promise of transformation. God will change you. We focus on the promise of change, because that's a promise, transformation. But too often, we stay focused on the promise and forget about the process. This promise of transformation requires a process. And so many of us, we get so frustrated and we get so angry because we want to step forward and we want to progress in life, but we always try to skip the process. And I love how clear Paul is, because he says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed." There's the promise. How? By the renewing of your mind. By the renewing of your mind. Let me explain to you something. Transformation is seen on the outside, but it starts on the inside. Real, lasting change, if you want it in your life, is not achieved just by acting out new behaviors, but it's achieved by having a real change on the inside. And this is why A.W. Tozer, he says this, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." Why does he say that? Because so often our behaviors follow our beliefs. Our behaviors follow our beliefs. And way too often we get it wrong. See, whenever we want change in our life, most of us, what we do is we try to skip the process. We try to go straight to changing behaviors. We try to go straight to changing the way that we act, when the truth is that before I can change my behavior, if I want lasting change, before I change my behavior, I need to change my beliefs. You want to be free from anxiety? Learn to believe that God is in control. You want to be free from those thoughts about yourself that are negative? Learn to believe the things that God says about you, that you are chosen, that you are loved despite your sin, despite your problems, that God still loves you, that God is still reaching out to you. You want to learn to be a kinder wife, a better parent? Learn to believe about people what God believes about them. My behavior follows my belief. And it's a process. It's a process. It's a process to change your beliefs. It's a process to renew your mind. And today I just want to show you just a practical example of how you can change your mind. And I believe that when you change your mind, God will change you. And now this is not saying that changing your behavior is not important. This is not unexcused behavior time. No. But what this is saying is that if I really want to change my behavior for the long term, I need to change my belief system first. The way that I see God. The way that I understand God. And God gave me an illustration for you today, and it's using this rubber band. And to start off with, this rubber band, it represents you, where you are right now in your life. The way that you act, the way that you behave, the way that you do things, the way that you think. And this stretch rubber band represents who you want to be. It represents the transformed you, transformed by the renewing of your mind. This represents you walking in the purpose and calling of God that He has on your life. This is you. This is where you want to be. But notice this. Every single time that I try to push and pull from the outside of this rubber band, there's this thing called resistance. There's tension. And so, yes, while I may be able to stretch it and form it in that fashion, after a while, it starts to get harder and harder and harder to hold into that shape. Until eventually when I let go, it goes right back to the way that it was. Right back. And I believe that there's a lot of people in your life right now. You are pushing and you are pulling and you are trying from the outside to change your life. And you're able to do it maybe for a day, maybe for 2 days, maybe for 3 days. But then all of a sudden on that fourth day, it just seems like somebody says the wrong thing. And then all of a sudden you snap. Right back to the way that you were. Or you say to yourself, you know what? I'm dedicated this week. I'm going to be nice to my boss. I'm telling you, I'm going to be nice to my boss. They are so annoying, but I'm going to be nice to them. And you say, okay, here we go. Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. And then all of a sudden, one thing happens at your office and you get in a bad mood. And then right back to the way that you were. And it can be discouraging and it can be hard, but I believe what God wants to speak to you today is that maybe it's time to quit trying to push and pull yourself into the way that you want to be from the outside. And maybe it's time to finally do what you were called to do. And instead of pushing and pulling from the outside, learn to get the right beliefs on the inside. The Bible says, Psalm 119:11, I have stored up your word in my heart. I have gotten your word inside of me. I have gotten the right beliefs inside of me. Why? So that I don't sin against you. And I'm telling you right now, if you get the right beliefs, if you get God's word inside of you, you can't help but be changed. So this week, next week, as you're trying to move forward, as you're trying to be transformed like Paul writes about, I want you to do this. Get your beliefs right. Get God's word inside of you. Learn to understand what He says about you and what He says about your life and what He says about your purpose on this earth. And then watch your behavior follow. God, I thank you right now for the person on the other side of this camera. And I pray, Lord, that you would give them the strength, the patience, and the obedience to get the right beliefs, to be transformed by the renewing of their mind so that they could walk in the purpose that you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen.